Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He's the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUSC campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Lift up your hands to Jesus. Begin to bless the Lord. Begin to thank Him. Come on, bless Him and thank Him. Give Him glory, give Him praise. Bless His name, come on. In the name of Jesus, Father, we are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at your neighbor and give your neighbor a high five. And tell your neighbor, by this high five, I see you going higher. Higher and higher. In Jesus' name. All right, have your seat. So, I spoke about protect the oil. Right? And I want to do it. Do you have the point? When you have no value for something, you don't protect it. And that is why the woman whose child was stolen realized that she carried the baby for 9 months. I don't know, I've not given birth, but you have given birth before. When you keep birth, can you sleep so much that when a baby is even crying, you wouldn't hear? You will hear. So I don't know what kind of woman she was, that after carrying a baby for 9 months, you can sleep over the baby, like, what the acronym? To kill the baby. Ask a lady sitting beside, would you be that kind of woman that when you keep, after carrying the baby for 9 months, you'll be able to sleep over the baby and kill the baby? Ask your neighbor. Ask your neighbor. What was the response? I say yes. Congratulations. Angels are always waiting for your words. When you say yes, yes means that maybe yours, you'll be bathing the baby in the pan. And you hear the smell of angamo, and you leave the baby in the pan. And by the time you realize, when you come, the baby has become... So, I want to do a recap. So, I said, protect the oil. Look at your neighbor and say, protect the oil. Now, the day you gave your life to Jesus, or the day you received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, an anointing was gifted to you. And that anointing is what we operate by as believers. I believe that I've been anointed. Yeah, all the things... No, okay. You can clap. All the things I see God do through my life, it's not because I've gone to a certain particular business school. Or maybe it's because I've read a particular book. Apart from the Bible, I don't even have the time to read a business book. So, business 101 or financial 101. This, that... But I can promise you that most of the financial wisdom I've had from the Bible is what I see in financial books. Yeah? Yeah. If you are really a student of the Bible, you will not be shocked if you read other books, because all other books' wisdom is from the Bible. The source of the wisdom from all other books is from the Bible. If you are truly a student of the Bible. You know, just this dawn around, I was listening to a message that 1998. He was talking about the wisdom of movement, Abrahamic wisdom, that no matter how old you are, you should be able to be changed. That when God says, move in your father's house, don't say, at this age, I can't move. He said, then you're not wise. I was shocked. Isn't it amazing? Some of us, we are already 20-something, but we feel like we have already grown. He said, we are grown. There are people, you can't move them from a choir to an usher. They will call it demotion. And they will ask you, so now, who will see me now that I'm an usher? Who will see me? Because now that when I used to stand here, guys used to see my shape. But now that I'm not standing there, who will see me? Madam, this is not a mirror. This is a service center. And in Genesis, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, move. Abraham didn't say anything. He moved. Yeah. And Bishop Dan said that there are times God will tell you to move or disconnect from what you know already and know something else. And you must be ready to say, okay, I have lived here for 75 years, but I'm ready to unlearn what I know for 75 years and start a new something. There are some ladies who are from the solution address. And when you tell them, okay, I will not say it. By the way, it was a message I listened for myself. I don't know why I'm even sharing with you. You were asleep. I was asking to ask them. I didn't sleep. Ask those who are around me. I didn't sleep. Obi to me, Diana, they saw the candles. Candle. And they said to me that, and so on, did you? But, amen. This is where I get my wisdom from. Yeah, and I make decisions. I don't delay. Now more time I make delay, Abraham. So I'm thinking about it. Oh, you are thinking about the word of God. Is it proposal? God is talking, you are thinking about it. When I listen to men of God, I take decisions quick. Yesterday I was listening to another video by Pastor Chris. He said, anyone who causes division among you, move the person quick. Sack the person from the church. So I've received sacking power. Not sacking that I don't want to know. I'm talking about sacking people from the north. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm not joking. I can show the video. The anyone who causes division, confusion amongst your team, if we're a team member, sack the person. Don't be too careful not to lose anybody. You can keep one and lose the whole team. So it's better to lose one person than have the whole team. Like the ship of Jonah. They were ready to lose Jonah to save everybody in the ship. So the wisdom of casting out the scorner is, and it shows how strong you are as a leader. It's a big amen. Powerful. So, as I said earlier, many of us protect things that are valuable. And you can also testify that the things you have received, if you are a believer, the moment you become born again, you receive the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says it is not by might, it is not by power, but it is by the Spirit. Meaning that all the things you are able to do from the day you became born again onwards, all the resource must be attributed to the Holy Spirit. As I said, before I became born again, there were certain things I could not do. But after I became born again, there is so much evidence. When I called my mother yesterday, I don't know why she has started calling me Papa. This is my biological mother. I think I was there. When she picked her, Papa. It's not like she's faking it. She's being real. It means I am saying this in recognition. For instance, if your son is a doctor, won't you call him a doctor? My mother calls my brother lawyer. She's also calling me Papa. Papa, Sofo. Papa, lawyer. May your children call you by who God has made you. Yeah. So, as I said, if something is very important, you know, some of us, as we are seated here, your mother has a certain earring that she has used some cloth to cover it. When I said it, the girl went to look at the mother's face, the mother's face. That whenever they see the mother wear that earring, they wish to have it. So when their mother is not there, they will go and search everywhere. They can't find it. But your mother will enter the same room, will find it. Why? It is so important. That's why she's hiding it. In Exodus 2, when Moses was born, he was hidden because he was an important figure. When Jesus was giving birth to, he was hidden because he was an important figure. You must place a certain level of value and protection on the anointing God has given you. If not, what makes you very important? When you lose it, you are no longer important. So you are as valuable by the oil you are operating with. She saw that he was a special baby and kept him hidden. In other words, she protected the babies somewhere. Moses. Tell somebody, protect. Yeah, and I remember I used Sami as an example that the way God is helping you in business. It is not by your might. It is not by your power. It is by the anointing. And I said the anointing is the power of God at work in a man. When we say anointing, what is anointing? There are many Christians seated here. You are getting so much results, but you can't even attribute the results to the anointing. Because you have not been taught that the anointing does not do only one thing, it does several things. The anointing for the preacher empowers the preacher to preach. You know, within the days, Rose said to my message, he said, hey, I realized that you could. She was thinking one of my messages. I quoted not less than 30 scriptures. I was shocked. It's by the anointing. So, what is the anointing? And why should I protect? If you don't know what the anointing is, you may not protect it. I'm not saying protect that. I mean, protect the grace God has given you. Am I talking to somebody? The anointing is the power of God at work in a man, producing extraordinary what? Results. And that is why the Philistines came to Samson, Delilah, and said, Dili, the kind of strength your husband is working in, it is not by gym, neither is it by burkutu. There is something else. That is why they had to deceive Delilah, or they had to pay Delilah to ask Samson what was the secret, because we know that the kind of strength Samson is operating in. Many of you don't know that the kind of intelligence, because probably when you came out of your mother's womb, you are automatically intelligent. You think it's normal. But it's a grace. Apostle Paul said, I am what I am by the grace. Grace means you didn't do anything to achieve it. You just have it. So there are some of you, there are families God planted you in. It is a sign of grace he has given you. Maybe when you came, no, your father is well-to-do. It's grace. But the day your father dies, if you don't apply wisdom to sustain the grace God has given you, you may lose it and you become a poor person. So what is the anointing? The anointing is the power of God at work in a man, producing a... Yesterday we saw a genotype change. It's the power of God. If you are sitting now, I will suspect you. A change of genotype. Sit down. Yesterday, when I went to the office with my pastor friend, he looked at me and said, Namim, wow. There was so much evidence that Apostle God is helping you. But the one being helped can end up losing the help because he doesn't know that he's being helped. You can be helped, but you see, you may casualize the help of God. Having food to eat every day is a miracle. What will be there? Until you meet another classmate who doesn't have one meal. Look at Danny's brother who says that from Friday 8 p.m. I didn't sleep at all. So I've not slept more less than 4 hours. And today I have several meetings. You know, yesterday I started on my chair. Prepared what I'll be teaching today, different. I can show you my outline today. I myself did the outline. If Kesson will not do it, well, I'll do it. Those things I'm here from. That's how God is. And one thing about God is the more you do the work, the more he anoints you for more work. Amen. So look at your neighbor and say, what power is at work in your life? Ask your neighbor, what power is at work in your life? Come on, ask your neighbor, what kind of power is at work in your life? Yeah. Some of you are just beautiful. It's grace. The kind of nose you have, somebody's praying BB up. Now they are doing BB of the nose, right? Yeah. Plastic surgery. Some of you have natural mouth. It's big. Yeah. We put big mouth into a corner, no? What your flat is grace. Don't lose it. Maybe the one to marry you wants a flat motors. The day you change the motors, you have lost your destiny helper. Maybe you may be in a trotter line. He must identify you by a flat motors, only for you to see a big one. Not all guys are moved by big motors. Yeah. Ask grandpa whether he's moved by big motors or not. So what is the anointing? The anointing. Am I preaching? Hey, Charles Nyaba. Do you know that I don't like listening to my messages myself sometimes? Who was there with me when I was listening to my message? I'm like, hey. Like, I can say, hey. Like, hey. Man of God, take your time. Like, so the anointing is there. What? The power of God. The grace of God. The help of God at work in your life. And when God helps a man, things become easy. So anything you find easy doing is God's grace at work. If you don't protect it, you may lose it. The next point, quickly. So now, protect the Holy Ghost is called the precious what? Ointment. Now, if I'm to go through it, I may not have time. So today, I will not go through it. What does the anointing do? When you receive the anointing, what does it do? Number one, Leviticus 6:22. The anointing causes you to succeed or flourish in every field of life. The anointing causes you to succeed or flourish in every field of life. There are many marriages that are succeeding. It's not because of the beauty of the man or the beauty of the woman. It's by the anointing. Leviticus 6:22. In each generation, the high priest who succeeds, look at, the high priest who succeeds Aaron must prepare this same offering. It belongs to the Lord and must burn up. Give me King James. And the priest of his sons, that is anointed in his stead. That is anointed. That to anoint means to succeed. Or see, and the priest of his sons, that is anointed in his stead. In his stead means in his shoes. That when he's not there, the one to fit him must operate in an anointing to be able to fit in. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Do you know that Muhammad's son cannot automatically become a president? He must do what Muhammad did to become. So see, and the priest of his sons, that is anointed in his stead. That means that Aaron was anointed to operate in his priesthood. But when he's not there, his children can only succeed him and flourish like Aaron by the anointing he, Aaron, operated in. Are you getting it? Come on, are you getting it? So the anointing causes you to succeed or flourish in every field of life. Now, many of us, when we look at our parents, they have good marriages. It doesn't mean that automatically you may have a good marriage. Your father may have a good business. Doesn't mean that automatically you have a good business. There is something that is making your father's business flourish. If you don't go for that thing and all you go for is car, you fail in business. That is why he says, and the priest of his sons, that is anointed in his instead, shall offer it. So that means that not everybody can offer it. You must offer it only by the anointing. So you realize that some people can say, oh, but his father was doing well. How can his son is not doing well? The father was not doing well because he's a man. The father was doing well because he's a man with an anointing. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah, you must find out beyond what you see, what is making things work. If not, I've seen many people say, I'm the one going to succeed my father. No, you're not going to succeed him. I'm the one going to succeed my mother. You're not the one going to succeed him. There are things they did, or there is an oil they operated with. Jacob entered the house of Laban, and Laban said, I have learned by experience that God has blessed me because of you. He was telling the guy that, though you are no longer in your parents' house, because in his parents' house, he was not working. But how come things are working in somebody's heart? Though he is not a worker. You know why? Before he left his father's house, the father spoke over him. Isaac spoke over Jacob. Jacob goes to Laban's house, and whatever Isaac operated, because Isaac sowed in the same land and reaped in the same year. And the same power that empowered Isaac to operate in that supernatural atmosphere was the same atmosphere he transferred over Jacob. And when Jacob went to the house of Laban, Laban said, "You are not a normal guy." Why? Because his father was not a normal father. So the anointing, listen, if a climate can determine your success, you are not anointed. Oh, high and northern region, you are not anointed. The anointing doesn't know a region. Put the anointed man in a prison, he will flourish. Why? The anointing can never be limited because God can never be limited. Number two, the anointing on the anointed exalts him. 1 Samuel 2:10. The anointing on the man God has anointed exalts him from lowliness to highness. Your business. The kind of people who know that you are a chef in your business is measured by the anointing operating in. Do you know why? The Bible says when Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, his fame went abroad. People started knowing him because of the anointing he was operating with. When he was a carpenter's son, nobody knew him. The only people that knew him was the hometown people. In Mark chapter 6, the Bible says, "Isn't his brothers here with us?" That means that at that particular time, when he was growing up, the only people that knew Jesus was the people in his hometown. Not even his hometown. The people in the same community with him. But one day, something shifted in his life. And what was that thing? The Holy Spirit. In Mark chapter 6, brother, they scoffed. He is just a carpenter's son, the son of Mary. So you see, they knew him. So they were shocked that someone we have grown with is now all over the world. He's known everywhere. Because from the beginning, he was known as a carpenter's son. His knowing was restricted to the people he was familiar with. But when the anointing came upon, the anointing lifted him from a nothing to something. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah? There are people now, by the grace of God, small, small, small. When I'm there, even at the mall, I'll be there somewhere come, apostle. But there was a time I was only known in the inside. But as time is going, as I keep increasing in the anointing, the fame becomes more. Do you know that it is God that makes people famous? There's an anointing that can cause people to know you. So the anointing on the anointed exalts him from loneliness to higher levels. 1 Samuel 2:10. Those who fight against the Lord will be shattered. He tenders against them. The Lord judges throughout the earth. He gives power to our kings. Give me King James. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he tender upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. He shall give strength to his king. The earth, look at, and exalt the horn of his what? I don't like your energy. And exalt the horn of his what? I can't hear you. And exalt the horn of his what? Shout it again. Highlight that part for me. And exalt the horn of his what? Yeah. What does it mean to exalt?
Exalt. It means to praise highly.
To what?
To praise highly.
To praise highly.
Or to raise to a higher position.
To raise.
To a higher position.
The moment God anoints you in business, he raises you. Now, when you are not raised, you are not seen. When you are not raised, you are not seen. When the anointing comes upon you, it becomes a platform for people to see you. That's the work of the anointing. It is business now, you know. The number of people who see you is determined by the number of the reason of the anointing or the exhortation of the anointing. If you are known by 30 people, it means that your anointing is only attracting 30 people. So the anointing on the anointed exalting 1 Samuel 15:1. The anointing causes you to reign over others. You see, many of you, you don't know that if you don't become more anointed, the more anointed person will reign over you. You'll be there and then don't chase. The anointed, look at, Samuel said to Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people." The Lord has cause me, or the Lord said to Samuel, Saul, Samuel said to Samuel, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over in business. There are kings in business because God has made other people kings over other people in business because of the anointing. And let me say this, you will always be a slave to the anointed. I'm telling you. You will be a slave to the anointed. What do you think? In business. So that when the moment somebody is higher, highly anointed than you, you become another person. Look at your neighbor and say, who are you under? Who are you under? Yeah? The anointing causes you to reign over others. Or the anointing causes others who have been anointed to reign over you. To have influence over you. What they say is what you do. The funny thing is, you may have a say, but their say has much say over your life. Why? Because God has highly exalted them. And whatever they say has an effect over you. Tell your neighbor, fight to be anointed. Number four. We'll be saying number three. What are on? Number four. The anointing forbids bad and evil things out of your life. 1 Samuel 24:6. The anointing forbids. To forbid means to stop. Yeah. The anointing forbids bad and evil things out of your life. Is it not amazing that Saul was anointed as king? Inasmuch as God had rejected him, David said something very important. And he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this. Give me King James, brother. To my master. Okay, it's okay. The Lord forbid. Can I say this? When an anointed man is asleep, his anointing is awake. Yeah? When an anointed man is asleep, the anointing at work. When I say the anointing, I'm talking about the power of God. Can God sleep? The reason why the disciples were shouting, Jesus, help us! Jesus, save us! Was simply because the anointed one, don't forget, the Bible says the Lord gives his beloved sleep. So the reason why Jesus was asleep and the disciples were awake was simply because it was a differentiating between the anointed and the unanointed. When you are not anointed, you labor to calm things. But when you are anointed, in the midst of the storm, you are calm. Because there is something on you that can fight what is you call storm. Why do you think Jonah was asleep and yet the other people were awake? He was asleep because he knows that no matter what, God will not kill him. Anointing. The anointing of God upon your life forbids. So the moment you become anointed by the power of the Holy Ghost, there are certain accidents you can have. Your amen is still weak. Yeah. When God anoints you, Jesus told the King Herod that I lay my life that you have no power over me. He told him. He told me that you are not the one killing me. So stop bragging. Isn't it amazing that before the king passed the judgment, the anointing of Jesus was so strong that the anointing, or let me say, the God, the Spirit of the Lord at work in Jesus, went and visited the woman in the dream and said, Madam, my husband, this man, tell me, wash your hands over him. Imagine, you are so much anointed that your boss will have a dream about you. And an angel is warning your boss that this girl is not a normal girl. That was what happened to Jacob. When Laban planned to do something bad to Jacob, God came to him in a dream to warn him. You don't touch the boy. Anointed men are men God forbids evil on their behalf. Once they are asleep, God is at work. He that watches over Israel does not sleep nor what. So if God is your watchman, do you sleep? Yes, I sleep. Because the watchman is not like a Zongo man or Boaz man. He is a heavenly man. The anointing forbids. David had an opportunity to kill Saul. His men said, and he said to his men, the Lord forbid that I should do this unto my master, the Lord's anointed. So number one, David was acknowledging that David Saul is a master over him. And number two, he's a Lord's anointed. The Lord forbid that I will do this unto my master. So while somebody takes your picture to the idol house, the man will look at the picture and say, the Lord forbid. He will begin to preach to the one who brought your picture. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. May this be your testimony. Sit down.
To forbid means officially or strongly say something is not allowed.
To forbid means what?
To officially or strongly say something is not
allowed. Or strongly say something is not allowed. They are, when the one who is to give you the visa lives to deny. A hand will say it is not allowed. You can't deny my anointed. May that be your testimony. I said, may that be your testimony. Sit down. The Lord forbid that I should do this thing. This thing. There are things people want to do against you. Just become anointed. Something else will forbid them. The Lord forbid that I should do this. David had an opportunity to kill Saul. Do you know the funny thing? At the time they were having a discussion, Saul was asleep. No matter. But David was something stronger than the weapon David had was stopping David. The greatest weapon of the anointed is anointing. They thought they had killed Jesus. 3 days he came back. You can't stop an anointed man. Before you stop them, stop God. May the anointing on you forbid bad things from happening to you. I said, may the anointing on you forbid bad things from happening to you. Yeah, sit down. The Lord forbid that I should do this thing unto my master. The Lord's what? The Lord's what? I can't hear. The Lord's what? To stretch forth mine. I don't like the way you are not reading it. To stretch forth mine. Against him. Seeing. That means that the reason why this hand can't strike is because I see the anointing. I can't. The reason why that car is not permitted to have an accident is because of the one in the car. I'm telling you. It's you. And that will be your testimony. The next point is what? The anointing causes you to be exempted from tragedy and from being attacked. 1 Samuel 26:9. It exempts you. Once others are drowning, you can't drown. The anointing exempts you. 1 Samuel 26:9. The anointing causes you to be exempted from tragedy and from being attacked. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not. For who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? When we tell Christians be anointed, they think it's a fun. And David said to Abishai, destroy him not. For who? Abishai was destroying many people, but when he got to David's tent, then go to whoever's tent, David said, destroy him not. I declare by today, may God place an anointing on you called destroy him not. I said, may the Lord place an anointing on you called destroy him not. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. The next point. Psalm 18:49-50. The anointing stirs the heart of many to love the anointed and even to the seed of the anointed. This is one of the things I love. Now let me show you the secret. Any great man of God, okay, who is loved by many, like many across the world, it is by their certain anointing. People just like you. Are you telling that people love Pastor Jerry Eze because he's short? There is something. And when you see, and do you know the funny thing? On a normal day, they say that yes, but when the anointing comes upon him, it beautifies his smile. That's what some of you have, some men of God, as your screensavers. When you are coming to church, you change the screensaver, you put my picture there. When you're going there, you change it to your favorite pastor. Don't worry, I will get there. Since you don't like me. And me, I'm your pastor. When you have a pastor, you don't call Cameroon pastor. It is Pastor Charles who test. Pastor, I can't breathe. And I'll do a video. Cameroon, Abuja. You must honor your pastor. I am your pastor, not the one you see on social media. That's why you are seated there. You didn't fly a plane to wherever you are. You came here. You came with water or boat. You love me, eh? Get a boyfriend, let's see. Whether you will be the same thing or not. What do you think? Yeah. Therefore, I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathens. Sing, I said somewhat. 18:49, verse 50. Great deliverance giveth he to the kings, and showeth mercy to his what? Give me NLT. Let me see. You give great victories to your king. You show on what? Come on, you show what? To your... So when you become anointed, God is showing you love. And anyone God loves, men will love. I'm telling you. So when you make us all know, upper than tapoli, go for bed. So when you become anointed, because God has cascaded his love on you, people see and they love you. Yeah. To show you unfailing love to you, what? To your anointed. To what? David and all his descendants. One of the reasons why you must be anointed is because it even affects your descendants, your children. Look at David. What did Solomon do to be anointed? And I can even tell you that Solomon's visitation was not born out of the sacrifice. It was born out of the covenant God made with Solomon. Yeah, he said, I will visit, I will put your seed on the throne. So the visitation God gave to Solomon was not actually because he fasted and prayed or something. I believe that because of the covenant God had. That was why anytime Solomon will mess up, God will say, if not for your father, if not for your father, if not for your father, if not for your father. Why? David was one of the men God said, David is a man afterwards. The anointing makes people love you. May that anointing come upon your life.
Amen.
I said, may that anointing come upon your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number Psalm 23 verse 5. The anointing causes natural things to respond to the anointed. When you become anointed, natural things respond to you. Psalm 23 verse 5. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. And look at this, my cup. Look at, I say you honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup. So you see, the oil comes on my head, but the cup stands for physical things. So the moment a certain oil hits your head, physical things begin to show up. Yeah? Car begin to show up. I'm telling you, buildings begin to show up. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Now, sit down. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. One of the most richest kings who ever lived is David. David was so rich. Before Solomon built the temple, David provided the materials for the temple before he died. He used his own money. If you are rich, try it and let's see. You honor me by anointing my head with oil, and the effect of the oil on my head spiritually is my cup runs over with blessings. Blessings. People will say and say, take this one. Why can you be using this one? How many people don't like material things? I don't need to ask for a fair. Not to be asking here. Huh? What's you guys here then? Go and see the house, the cars back there. Go and see the house. Yeah. Five Highlanders. Hey. The anointing causes your cup to run over blessings. God will bless you many lands. Yeah. Many lands. He said, I see you honor me by anointing my head. Then suddenly my cup. Cup is a physical thing. Yeah. So we have financial cup, business cup, But today I stretch my hands over you. May this cup run over with many blessings. I said, may this cup run over many blessings. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. You remember the last door push? When I stood there, the Lord said, there is an, yesterday when I stood there, the angel of financial breakthrough was here. You remember? Whatever I get, I said, why is this angel here? You will hear people testify from that. Yeah. And some of you, the angel has already started moving. Number. The anointing exalts you above others. Psalm 45 verse 7. Yeah. You are selling phones. But the moment you become anointed in a way, it will shock you that kind of people come and buy phones from you. Yeah. That maybe you're a teacher. How many of you know that there were some teachers you loved being in their class more than other teachers? Yeah. It was because of the anointing. You love justice and you hate evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. The anointing exalts you. Am I talking to somebody? You are girls. We have girls and we have girls. There are some girls, they sugar their breasts, sugar bottles, but no oil on the head. Get oil on your head with your slim sins, and big things will chase you. Yeah. You spend all the money and sugar your breasts, and there's no sacrifice on the altar. Sugar bottles, sugar breasts, sugar diabetes on. Give me King James, quickly. I'm telling you what the anointing does. Even in the little oil I'm operating in, Charlie, I've seen certain things. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I say little, I'm not comparing that oil on Pastor Elvis and this one. You see, somebody's also praying for what I have. You know, sometimes then, when Pastor Elvis talks and things, I'm like, how can one of me, when I'm also talking, things don't happen like that? Or you don't get it. That's how I get to know that the man is anointed. You stand and say, in the name of Jesus, let wombs be open. And let's see whether something will open. But let him stand there and say, let wombs be open. It opens. That shows you that it... Do you know what it means? Not everybody's voice is recognized in the spirit. Hey, I see your voice gaining recognition. Thou lovest righteousness and hated what? Wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness. Above. When the oil comes upon, it gives you an advantage above others. You're a lawyer, above. A doctor, above. A teacher, above. A pastor, above. Receive it in the name of Jesus. No, next point. The almighty hand of God establishes and strengthens the anointed in all he does. Psalm 89 verse 20. When you become anointed, the hand of God establishes you. And number two, it strengthens you. To nyamingo sabe keso oswa na basa etintimo. Even when I fall, your hands
still they hold my hands. Lover of my soul, you know they break my heart.
Psalm 89 verse 20. The almighty hand of God, or the mighty hand of God, establishes and strengthens the anointed in all he does. I have found David my servant with my holy oil have I anointed him. Verse 21. Look at verse 21. With whom my hand shall be established, my arm shall also strengthen him. When you become anointed, the hand of God gives you establishment and the arm of God gives you strength. That's why we say, apostle has capacity. No, that this is my secret. This is my secret. Around 3, I called Achin, I need water. Una. When I came back Saturday down 2 a.m., when I came up on my car, I said, 20 inches in my back. Because the moment I came, I told them they are praying from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., 4 hours. 10, 11, 12, 1. Except for 3 hours. Yeah? Every night. Every night. As far as I'm here. I did be attending a bonfire. So I say, Lebe. When I came out, we say Laba. To Lebe Laba. Wherever I go, you can't sleep. Why should you be sleeping when there's work? I don't like lazy people. So send me 2 can of coffee and all just a I bought 10 and I called them. Are you guys praying? Give me some nasty excuse. I said, because of delaying for 11 minutes, instead of praying to 1, you are praying to 2. You did it, you were there. Till 2. I told them, for delaying for 11 minutes, your punishment is you are not praying from 10 to 1 a.m. You are praying from 10 to 2 a.m. And you can't tell me you not do it. And whenever they are done, they have to send me a report. I'm done. Man of God, I need a grace. I need a grace on your life. I need impartation. Impartation, I don't need better. What that? Robert impartation, why better? Yeah. And whenever it's 1 hour, every time I come out to give them a different prayer point. And I'll come out. They are praying about this. They may think I'm asleep. I'm praying in there. So when I came out 2 a.m., when I drove from my apartment, remember, he was asleep when I came to wake him up. That I'm going back. Then when I came, before I came out of the car, I told that China. So when he's a mapa. You will be anointed by force. Yeah, I'm not a weak man. Things must work. And who are we praying for? Church members. You better clap well before we stop praying for you. Amen. What was the point I said? So the mighty hand of God establishes and strengthens the anointed in all he does, not in some of the things he does, in all he does. Look at Dr. Poinette. Back and forth. Hey! I think I have capacity, but the man, he's a capacity. One day he said he was so tired that the wife was so worried. So the wife entered the bedroom. When the wife entered the bedroom, do you know what the wife saw? Behind their head, the husband was sleeping on the bed like this. So when the wife entered, there was an angel like this watching the husband. He said, then I'm not supposed to be worried now. When the man woke up, I can sleep for 10 minutes, me. And the 10 minutes will look like we were having a meeting last week in my office. I laid down my head for 10 minutes. That was it. I couldn't sleep again. 10 minutes. It's like I've slept for 1 hour. And somebody can sleep for 10 hours. I said, an angel cracked. The truth is, when God has no work for you, he makes you sleep like a hippopotamus. Look at Jesus, slept for 3 days. God said, wake up, you are a high priest, come and work in heaven. How are you? I will know that you really have a strange calling is the number of times you don't sleep. How can you sleep so much, yet you want to make so much impact? First John 2:20. Do you know I like this point? The anointing imparts the anointed with knowledge. The anointing imparts the anointed with all kinds of knowledge. Our mothers didn't go to any marital school. It is today on YouTube. You see many marital videos. Yet still marriages are not working. In those days, were there any YouTube? But marriages were working. But in today, Anna, how I met my husband, how we have been together for 25 years, how this, they be around something. How many of you have seen that now on YouTube? How I almost gave up on my marriage and this happened. Watch it. Yet, In those days, when there was no YouTube, marriages were working. What is it? That ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. When you are truly anointed by the Holy Ghost, he teaches you all things, including how to keep a man. There was no YouTube, yet Sarah and Abraham was married for a long time. And yet we're in the YouTube generation. Give me an answer of this one quickly. So on Yamingo Sra Eba Oswa Echo no me pibu. But ye are not like that, for the Holy One has given you his spirit, and all of you know the truth. Anyone, any man who doesn't know that beating a wife is wrong, yet you call yourself a Christian, you are not anointed. Because the Holy Ghost in you should be able to teach you. You must, like, the Holy Ghost in you will make you feel bad when you are eating and insulting your wife. Yeah, he will make you feel bad. Because that is not his nature. He teaches you all things. So that is why the Bible says, you have received an unction from the Holy Ghost, who teaches thee all things. Isn't that amazing that Daniel and his friends had not gone to any school? They only spent time with God, and they were more anointed in little, they were more intelligent, super intelligent. And today, may that anointing work in you. I said, may that anointing work in your life. Receive the anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sit down. But you are not like, the Holy One has given you his spirit. And all of you know. So there is a certain level of knowing. You just get to know things because of the anointing that's working in your life. Whenever the king wanted anything, I asked for Daniel, what is it? 1:17. You buy a new gadget. Suddenly you know how to operate it. You have not gone to any mechanic school. But when something is wrong with your car, you know. There is an anointing that teaches you all things. Am I talking to somebody? And God, is it YouTube who gave? Read it, want to go. God gave these four young men an unusual what? Aptitude for what? Understanding. In every, understanding every aspect of what? Literature and wisdom. Every. So academically, they are sound. Spiritually, they are sound. Financially, they are sound. Why? There is an anointing. Now, for instance, you work so much for money. 5,000 or 4,000. There's an anointing that can teach you how to use your money. How you are using money shows me that you are not anointed. If you are not frugal, when Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, one of the things Jesus did was he was a frugal man. He was not a wasteful man. He was a frugal man. Any Christian who is poor, it is not in the... Listen, poverty is not any demonic attack. You lack a certain knowledge of the application of your financial life. If you don't know how to use 50 Ghana cedis, it simply means that when God gives you 5,000, you can't use it. He gave to everyone according to their several what? Ability. God will not increase you in your finances if you are not able to keep the little he gives you. I'm telling you, no amount of prayer will shift you until God says that you have developed enough capacity. You hear Jimmy? You hear 1,000. Well, at the end of the month, you should be able to. Me, I always tell everybody around me that even if you are paid 50 cedis, 50 cedis, you should be able to save out of the 50 cedis. I believe it. Even if you are paid 1 cedi, you know why? The one who is paid 1 cedi should not have a certain desire for certain food. If you are wise, you check out 1 cedi, but come to pizza. When you answer away. How do you are paid 1 cedi? You are saving out of the 1 cedi to buy a shoe, which will take you a year to pay. You are not wise. And many of you, it is after you have grown, that's when you realize that you should have done this and that and that and that and that and that in the area of your finances, that you lacked a certain level of wisdom. When Jesus worked the miracle and fed the 5,000, what happened? The Bible says that when they ate, they left all their crumbs. That's the leftover. Many of you don't know how to keep food. Who did the marriage? So if we are can there, a minimum. No, to ego. Meanwhile, you have a deep freezer where you can freeze it, and you have an microwave where you can microwave it. Go and see my friends right now. That's what you are for. You are not poor because of any attack. You don't know how to. There is an anointing that God can impart in you, and the work of this anointing is to teach you. And I don't make it, man, but you bet me 10,000. And God will never give you what you don't have capacity for. You have money now. You are buying expensive things. Who are you trying to please? This is my week. It is 10,000. And do you know the funny thing? Something you can't sleep with is something that which is not worth fighting for. I do better with you saying. And now pray out. Abraham ni asasi. Ade asasi bo. Asasi asasi dem yan to be ne. Bye bye. You're not wise. I'm a young man, right? You know, I thank God he has given me so much wisdom when it comes to the area of administration. You are the one who gives money. Do we build by the what we have? Somebody asked me, where do you get money? And I wanted to also ask the person, where do you also get money? Now, after everyone was what? Who commanded the miracle? Come on, look at him. Who commanded the miracle? Who ate the disciples? When you were full, did you see them? You see, when you are full, you start fooling. How do you realize who did me and I told for a second? Now, video call. No, I started Google because I'm a warrior. Ben Kuna na a comedy one now pray the no. Who do you know other than the ball? What's that? You can build with the money you have. If you have the Holy Ghost, he will teach you. How did we build this building? With no bank loan. Who does that? Who does the things we are doing? Huh? And now Jesus told his disciples, gather the leftovers so that nothing will be what? Your problem is the reason why you don't have money is you are a waster. You waste money on things you don't need. You waste money on things you want, not on things you need. You can be rich if you can separate between want and need. And it's the Holy Ghost who lets you know that you don't need this now. It is want, so don't buy it. Save it for this. Simple. I don't have any but projects we are doing. There's no other money from anywhere. Anna, you know, I call it Fidelity Bank. Anna, AMSA. Anna, UB. What the challenge is, oh, destiny have a biba. What the Ghana must go. Or chief, or chain of arms, I say, will be my 100 million euros. Or say, Jina, Mr. Wabravo. Nyami mu nyan san e chitel sene a usi piska. Ka u nyami nyan san teman kene ka u asazi u dimu. Bene, what the tough ones are kese. Una ma esi mita ene kuta u. Ana uidu akuma. Is u nyan asazi. But they are the job of numine ene phones e kuta u. Hey, who is your phone bank? Maybe you see where you are, or trading, and then check out. That's what I want to teach the business before this coming around. Money. How to manage money. And you see, as a church, if I don't mention all these things, you may be in church. I receive. The greatest thing you can ever receive is the spirit of wisdom. Bishop Dan said one of the children of wisdom, one of the signs that somebody is wise is buildings. Yes, and I also believe it. I taught you from the Queen of Sheba. The first thing Solomon did was building when he received wisdom. So I will know how wise you are by the things you have built in your lifetime. And this will be our first building. When I was in prayer, the Holy Ghost showed me something. He said, can't you build a library down there? Is it going to be an empty space? I said, library. Bookshop. I was in prayer. Then he turned my head. Can't you build... The Holy Ghost teaches you many things. Every week, you are taught. Where been for? Every week, you are taught. For what? What are you trying to impress? Captain, you say me. Why are you going to some man to have me in Israel? Where before I may say? Because people only pay attention to things you want them to see. But they are not ready to see it. I'm not here to tip on that. So, 1 John 2:27. The anointing teaches you everything you need to know. 1 John 2:27. I remember I was teaching the students this and that. And Helena, where is Helena? The course. The campus. She didn't come. She said, Apostle, I remember I said, if you're a student and you like buying food from outside, you are not a wise student. Cook. I said, every wise young man will have two things, fridge and microwave. Fridge means you give a lady 500 CD. You still make some money. And ladies know how to do magic with 500 CD. But when we are within the day or 2 days, we'll be 2500 CD. Are they my order? Why is that say? That's a Michael Powers. My order. A little sleep. A little slumber. A little. So the little things you do is what gives you poverty. A little order. A little this. A little that. Can cut and quine and cow dance in a chefism. A common day wa. And cut and quine so the end of my baby. No, it's typical creepy. I remember, where is this girl? Where is her name? Erica. Come. She used to spend 600 CDs a week. Mike. She used to spend 600 CDs a week. Every I know, or bow, one son. Yamia, or Dom, why more on the Adjunanin, sir? Was there, Oba or Dow, Bow for every other head? See, who your bow? My Oba or Dow be for Bow for every other. Which you can wait. Yes, I'm a warrior. I'm a economy warrior. Yes, count your uncle. You know, I need to do a dance. Count. Then I'm a man.
Papa, please thank you for this opportunity.
And what does it to you? Maybe that was count.
Please thank you for this opportunity. So I came to give account to Papa, and then he advised me that I should buy provision.
When she was given a certain amount of money, I was like, Kotoka, and I'm saying, oh, when you're scabby. Now, me and Adam is coming between us. I did back a band to my car. And the Muslims are all for a sicker. One to know home. Or drink down. And it's a matter of saying, who could power swap? Or money to me come out to me. Send a wussy Jennifer and a tram home at home. Menoka say, and I did say, go, not 2005 Abba. A buyer who should be posted regards. Ah, God. God. And they were ready to. He said, "Ready to be team by what's a Siska." And then you're ready.
So, Papa gave me advice.
Do you know what I'm saying on this part? God is advising some of you. You waste money too much. In the name of what I have is not enough. You can never have enough. And let me tell you the truth. The more you grow, the more you have is not enough for you. And let me say this. That is what politicians are still stealing. They should be satisfied with the money they have. But they are still not satisfied. Why? If money is like a bird, it flies away. If you don't apply wisdom to trap money, it's currency, it flows. Wisdom is what stops money from flowing. Yes, quickly.
So Papa gave me advice to buy provisions and then keep them.
No, when you were giving the money, when a certain amount of money was given to you, what were you planning to do with the money?
I wanted to buy a car, so I came to see Papa. I don't know how they
coin. What do we boot and answer better? Just let me first say, only one bound, no better than I came. Not save you, save you. It's the old car, a brand one, a bema of fuel. Knowing that your father is not there. So who's going to give you fuel money? So you end up doing things to update yourself or to keep yourself going. You start sleeping with men for money. I'm telling you. Yes, quickly.
So I came to see him and I told him I wanted to buy a car.
Many of you don't like talking to your pastor. Why are you secret all caught? How are you? How's marriage? How's school? Aquatic person. But she came in open. Apostle, I've received amount of money. What should I do? I want to buy a car. And I say, you're a fool. I address the foolishness. It's a spirit. To give way to the spirit of wisdom. I know that maybe later they should clap. I know maybe later. Yes?
So Papa insisted and he told me to invest the money.
Invest the money?
Yes, please.
And you have the video of her shop?
Yes, and he told me to start a business and also invest some. And by the grace of God,
she got the shop. That's the shop. We've got to go talk. Look at the business. Now she's a CEO, madam. Out of this, she can say, kaka, 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 kaka. Oh, brakwen, anumampu untu adaye wono. Anumaye wono is adana untu onto abatan yon. What the person who's Superman? Obe crash it. Some of you have realized that your problem is you don't have patience. You are not patient in your walk with God. That's the shop now. Wait for the attacker or timanka, and no problem. Unya nyaka, unya no problem so. Unya nyaka, unya no problem. Hey, Nancy, it's about a fire walk, spiritual walk. Oh, walk, walking in the light. Oh, walk. Wakuma sada taru wakuma wache. In the table, yamima unya aka osin nanti na sada deni nani Lois nanti. Obo nanti at your age when nanti kakrosi. Makuma. No rat obi tolerance, but to make matter at your mama kakra. At your age, nanti. From here to take that's not I'm calling. Shebelebrede. Hey. Yes, quickly.
Yes, so by the grace of God, I've been able to establish my business.
Yeah.
And I've also invested some of the money that I gain interest every 3 months.
Every 3 months.
Yes.
Then she was using that money, the profit from the shop, to buy other food. Continue. Another level of manifestation of unclean spirit. Yes?
Yes, please. So my interest came and then I...
Menu kasa obi enye ska, unu don't find yet. Pum obi ni kasa chan se fatorik. Tipaya would be young Abrabomo, who be that? Tipaya. What on a half? 8 jow. Would he have say 8 jow? Yes?
But before that, I was spending money anyhow. Because I felt like.
You felt like, yeah, uh-huh. There's still life ahead of you.
Yes. So when my interest.
You felt like, oh, Eden, oh, yeah, who couldn't be a boka? Yes, sir.
So
if you are here like that and you have that thought, it's a foolish thought. According to Proverbs 31, open the matter. I was watching Dr. Ponente. He fired the woman. No, he fired the man. And I had a wife and it was 1-1. It means balanced diet. I will fire. And I can determine who I fire. Give her the mic. What did the Holy Ghost tell you when I was firing there at that time?
Please, thank you for the opportunity. Last Tuesday, I was feeling very bad when you were firing me.
My man, put a mic on.
So the Holy Spirit told me that I should focus on the
wisdom. The wisdom, not the emotion. There are some ladies when you're talking about certain bad behaviors. They are not focused on, hey, you are attacking ladies. Do I look like an assassin? Yes, quickly.
So, please, thank you. So I came to give an account and Papa told me to buy provisions and then install them so that I can save a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I used 600 Ghana cedis to prepare 4 different kinds of
steel. 4 different steel?
Yes, please.
Before, what would you use that money to do?
To be buying food, yeah. And then
almost
to exceed, yes,
yeah, and to exceed that. Yes. And I told the madam, I think I was even talking in general.
Yes.
And I said, cook. When you cook, it saves a lot of money. Then you save for this and that and that and that and that. That's wisdom. I'm not going to any economics school. Economics come and read a course. Let me die. Home economics. 1 John 2:27. All that I'm talking about is that when you become anointed, you become wise. An anointed man is a wise man or a wise woman. But you have received the Holy Spirit and He lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is what. Come on, oh, look at the screen. You don't need anyone to teach you what is what. True. You don't need any financial whatever to teach you whatever. Say, Unkunku Baoswa or Tewa Digina, Adigina, Nyanya Manketwa. He doesn't only teach you how to pray, he teaches you how to keep money. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know. And what he teaches is what? True. It is not a lie. So when you become anointed, the Holy Ghost must teach you how to spend your money, how to do this, how to do that, how to do that. Mark says 13. When you become anointed, the anointing on the anointed or the anointing of God's power empowers you to overcome demonic activities. And they cast out many demons and healed many sick people with anointing them with olive oil. Maybe your child is sick. Some of us were waiting for a certain great man of God somewhere. There is no great man of God somewhere. Can I shock you? There is no great man of God anywhere. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you. How many of you have the Holy Ghost in you? Hey, I'm asking, how many of you have the Holy Spirit in you? Is he great? Then if he is great in you and there is a demonic activity, don't forget, the Bible says, the greater is he that is in you. Than he that is in the world. So the moment you face any opponent called a demon, You shout, in the name of Jesus. The anointing will suck the demon out. Because on only me say mungu kumbi tini mu. Because me tifo, wa him. They are controlling with you. Yeah, obey answer. You are ready to pay the price to do any prophetic direction than this direction I'm giving you. Now, when I tell you to wake up and pray, it is a burden. But when I tell you to wake up and jump 7 times, it is not a burden. How have we been deceived? That you got a story on match bomb prayer. I know they are this amount. But you got a story on match 12. Neto and Yako him 7 times. I obey it. It's 7 times now to the cartons. I can't even tell you. By the anointing, you also be broken. You have already won a victory over those people because of the spirit who lives in you is greater than the one who lives in this world. Look at your neighbor and say, the spirit at work in you is greater than demons. Maybe you have a wild dream, and when you wake up, you have a wild dream. You wake up, it's the name of Jesus. Out! The first thing you wake up is you want to call your pastor. Is he not a human being? Who is he sleep? The anointing empowers you. When God empowers you, it's like something. You begin to destroy the Philistines. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went, maybe when you are sick, you take your own oil. In the name of Jesus. Out! Look at Godwin. That's the keys were Miranda. Imagine that night, if Godwin had not gone home with the communion wine. Give me mine. Their children would have eaten poison. Read and say it.
Yes, please. So, it was the night after the communion was blessed. I went home and I poured some into water and I sprinkled it. And at night, I remember a food I saw earlier.
Yes, he sprinkled. Did I come to sprinkle it for you?
No, please.
He went in the room. Makalaba, lekabalaba, rakabalaba. While the children are asleep, their father, who has an anointing within him, was dealing with demons. And what happened?
Yeah, and at night I had a dream.
I had a dream.
And the kids had brought that food out.
They had vomited all the food. Imagine he was not a spiritual man. The children by now would have had the poison in them. But thank God here we teach you how to pray in the spirit. Are you clapping well or not? Sit down. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. This one, there's one that apostle they asked me, I was on the earth thing, same media. There be Sansana. But the reason why the reason you're not seeing the glory of God in a certain way, they say you are not disciplining your spiritual life. A quadro natural. A do mess up on by our TikTok. 2 AM or head TikTok. Now who's really? Now what's here? Now who is what's here? Instead of it to be praying, Rekabalaba, Masundeleme, Mekabalaba, Marakatolebe, Reketelebe, Masundalaba, Rakapantoskebelebe, Ikapakolebreketobalaba, Rakapantoskebe. Around 4 AM, I was worshiping. I don't know if any of the people heard me worship. 4 AM. Worshiping Pastor August. Uyo nyamiya. I was reading my Bible, but the worship entered me. Otiase Onsa Trata Uyo Nyamiya. Otiase Onsa Trata. Amen. Oh, amen. I spoke about what? Protecting the oil. Today I spoke about the effects of the oil. Now, imagine all these things I just spoke about is in operation the person, but the person loses it. I spoke about so many things. How many points did I give you? How many points did I give you? And these are not all the things the Holy Ghost can do for you when it's upon you. These are some of the things I have mentioned. When you dig deeper in the Bible, he does more with you. But you see, If you are not very sensitive to the Holy Spirit, do you know that there are many in the Bible who lost all these things God has given them? Who are some of the people? Samson, Judges 16:20. Samson was operating in the spirit of might. There was nothing too strong for Samson. That was one of the anointings he was operating in. But one day he was so careless that this anointing, this special ability God gave him, he lost it. Then she cried out, Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you. When he woke up, he thought, I would do as before and shake myself free. But he didn't realize that the Lord had. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Lord is the Spirit. So when Samson woke up, he didn't realize that the Spirit that makes him shake himself has left him. Can I say this? That spirit that makes you very smart, that anointing that makes you favorable, that anointing that gives you wisdom, if you are too careless, it can leave. All the things I just mentioned, that the anointing imparts this, that anointing does this, that anointing exalts, that anointing that, if you are not careful, that anointing can be lifted. Samson never knew that the spirit of mine can leave him. Samson didn't know that the spirit of mine can lead you. The reason why you are joking around fornication is simply because you don't know that fornication can cause you to lose something. It's a young guy, you are sleeping around with ladies like a dog traveling from Ujo and about to Santa. And the reason why you are sleeping around is because business is booming. Business is doing well. Academically, you are sound. So you are sleeping around with all kinds of ladies. Don't forget, Samson was operating in the spirit of might. But the very day he messed up, when he became careless, the Bible says, and the spirit left him. But he did not realize. Many of you can't even tell me the day things started going down. Things were okay. And the funny thing is, when things start going down, we call it demonic attack. We don't even realize that we were careless with the anointing upon our lives. Solomon was anointed with wisdom, but where did he die? In 1 Kings 4, Solomon loved the Lord. When Solomon was dying, the Bible says Solomon loved many women. His downfall as the most wisest king was many women. The anointing can exalt, but sin is a reproach. Now, King Solomon loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter. And at the end, what did they do? They turned his heart from the God who made him out a king. If you are not wise, you can lose the anointing. That is what I'm telling you. Protect the oil. Maybe you're a young person, business has started picking up. It is not by your beauty, it is not by your internet. There is an anointing. That's why I told you that. Some of you don't even know why things are working for you. Things are just working. Business is just working. I mean, financially, you are just okay. If care is not taken, that same thing working for you can work against you. And Solomon built such shrines. Someone who built a tabernacle for God, he built a huge building for the Lord. When he fell in love with many women, they led him to build for shrines. Solomon built such shrines for all his what, foreign wives to use to burn incense and sacrifice what, to their gods. You were a young guy. One small car God gave you. You are now sleeping with a demo. One small two apartments. You are now sleeping with girls. Protect the oil. One way before us, or a young girl, don't forget, beauty is vain. A flower can be here today, and the next moment is not there. So, even if you apply wisdom, you are wasting the oil. The Lord was very angry with Solomon, for his heart has turned away from the. Who turned his heart from the Lord? The Bible says, and many women turned his heart away. The most wisest king. And I pray for somebody that God will help you. Amen. That is why I said that. That is why I took time to let you know the effect of the oil. When the anointing comes upon you, it does this. When the anointing comes upon you, it does this. But that same anointing I'm talking to you about, that it's coming upon you, it's attracting you. It came on some people and they lost it. Solomon lost it. Samson lost it. Judas lost it. And may you not lose it. Who your business? People just mention you. You are a nice girl. Everybody likes you. They don't like you because of your color. They like you because there is an anointing. And I told you that anointing makes people like you, right? If care is not taken, you can lose that spice of the anointing if you are careless. So Judas left at once, going out into the night. Who was Judas? Jesus' accountant. He was anointed to be Jesus' accountant. But when he became careless, and when the love of money entered his heart, he lost his place. And many people are losing their place. And do you know the funny thing? Do you know what is happening now? When anything bad happens, all we do is attribute it to Satan. We don't see our irresponsibility in our action. It be me see ya, and you may come from pen or the shadow form. On one say, a man pen or open. On one say, Kronobo, and on one say, a German woman, and my son, whom I bore him, that man now needs car, open on one, is Kakaraba, and say, Mosi and Yao. Am I preaching? And what are some of the things people do that makes them lose the anointing? Can I tell you? The simple word is unfaithfulness. How many want to be anointed? Now, how many want to be anointed? It's not amazing that the anointing you and I are asking for, many people had it and they lost it. And do you know why they lost it? Oh, come on. Do you know why they lost it? They were unfaithful. Because Jesus didn't start as the anointed one. He was alive for 30 years, but he was not anointed. The Bible says one day in Luke 11:21, as Jesus was being baptized and was what? Praying. Jesus started with what? Prayer. It was through prayer he received the anointing. If he started with prayer, then he would need prayer to keep it. Can I say this? To be faithful means to be constant. To be unfaithful simply means unfaithfulness. Now, to be unfaithful simply means to change from what you used to be or what you used to do. That's to be unfaithful. To be faithful means to be constant, to be committed. When we say you are a faithful person, that means we trust that whatever you say is true. You don't lie. But unfaithfulness simply means when you start lying as a mother. When your children were very small, they will tell you the truth. But as they are growing, you don't. And when they are telling you a lie, you can know. Or say, giant, don't ask him that. What's in truth? But they started off by telling the truth. Okay, man, I'm a waha. But all you know, not all change. Many people started off by something, and through that thing, they became anointed. But along the line, they started deviating from the very things they did that caused them to be anointed. So, what do people do that causes them to lose their anointing? Number one, unfaithfulness. They stopped doing the things they did. When you started business, you were paying your tithe. When God started increasing your finances, you saw tithe as. With 1,000 Ghana kwacha. Hey. But you're forgotten about how the oil is bringing profit. All you focus now is the tithe you are giving. Am I telling somebody? To be unfaithful simply means to change from what you used to do. Or stop doing what you did. That brought you the results you have. So for instance, let me just quickly say this. Many lost their power simply because they stopped doing what generated their power. 2 Kings 13:18. Many have lost their power. Now, say we prepare the sun. Then I saw now saying prepared. I saw cotton boy. Why I'm telling you today? The more you cost out on, the more you prepared. The more you keep doing what you must do to be anointed, you have the anointing. The very day you stop doing the things you have to do, the anointing will fly away. When I say the anointing, I taught you last week that the Holy Ghost does not live, but his power can live through us. I taught you that. Oh, I taught you that, right? Because Jesus said that the Holy Spirit shall be in you forever. But his power cannot be with you forever. So many people receive the Holy Spirit, but few are anointed with the power. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. So you can have the Holy Ghost and not have his power. Are you here? Then he said, now pick up the arrows and strike them against the ground. So the king picked them up and struck the ground how many times? The 3 times. He struck number one. He struck number two. Now he said, pick up the other arrows and strike the ground against the ground. So the prophet was expecting him to keep striking. But the king started 1, 2, 3. Look at the verse 19 quickly. But the man of God was angry with him. You should have struck the ground 5 or 6 times. That means the more you keep striking, the more you are striking your enemies. But because you have stopped striking, your enemies will strike back. What is the man of God trying to say? All that he's trying to say is that if you begin and you don't continue or you're not persistent, you may end up losing whatever you've gotten. Am I talking to somebody? So what are some of the things many people began doing that God entrusted them with the anointing that now they have stopped doing? Number one, in Bible. In the name of my bread. The way you used to pray, is it the same way you are praying now? And if you don't pray the way you used to pray before, the anointing that used to operate in a certain way will not operate again. That is why I set up by telling you the effect of the anointing. And I just told you about the people who lost the anointing and some of the things they did that made them lose the anointing. And you move yet man yes sir be asking yet in Bible. Forgetting that when you dig a foundation, you will need to keep the foundation. Many stopped praying after they became anointed. Matthew 26:40. You don't get the time to pray again. Sending out si bompa, when you are bompa, because and si keba, comfortable. He said, "Ama, why you so busy?" Because the divine wage I am. And we see that soon we are saying, so because Malam, so now the cat is on you say, every man, that's why I am. Then they see. Either so, but we bother them, and I say, BBC. Soon we are saying, and deep beer, oh yeah, yeah, I will not be no one cause why I am. Obey, 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 obey. Then he returned to the disciples and found them what? He found them what? I tell you, he found them what? Where? What did he take them to do? He took them to pray. By yes or by no, or by he came with an expertise, or by all but not or dreams about the toss of mobile, but by no more. My name is Saul. Oh, Sasa, what did I want to say? But unless I remember our shop on man, would he come and see a praying person or just a businessman? You started off. When you needed a job, you started off. You were always at the altar. And the Buddha said, now you are not at the altar because your point I will call. Because business be frail. Samson tried to do what he wanted to do, but he couldn't get it. I'm telling you, a time is coming, eh? The wind, the dam will fly off if you don't return back. He found them asleep. And Jesus said, could you do what with me even 1 hour? And And by one, are they worry? But we say we jump by because they say in crane hard journey. Obi ni ma. The man who don't be, I was saying crane in tunzi me mumpai. Ain't it be a? They didn't by one ba. They by one. Listen, I did be around by one. They buy a. They all didn't by one a cry. Who jump by one? Obi be crazy sad you know. And he will be pray. Yeah, showing your man because by one they buy a diamond. Now me saying me must answer Kenya obi na mumpai. Well, amen, sir. Joshua 1:8. You move your giant Bible king kind. It was through reading the Bible God anointed us. We started off by reading our Bibles. By now, in the name of how busy, you are a busy person. I'm busy. Meaning, I don't have time. My schedules are tight. Now, you don't have time to read your Bible, but you have time to read WhatsApp messages. Have classes hours. Remember the book of Revelation. Say, look how far you are falling. He said, we need more kind of Bible. No one, me no. Oh, sir, now we need more three chapters. No one cleaning in our. Who should be now watching the Bible and then we need to the Bible. Look how far you are falling. Revelation. Look at what he told Joshua. Study this book of the law. Look at study this book of what? Instruction what? The word is what? The word is what? Did he say study it if you are not working? Obu a onye njuma onye mre manyame. And njuma neba or the njuma na be nyame please. Apostle onye wari inti na kasa wari abeti njuma be ase. Onwe se oye single na onye ngu eye njuma. Baba bisa Mr. Godwin say onye ba odi mkwani excuses. Meanwhile Monday mkwani ko school wife ko njuma also ko njuma. But you are sorry that our wife is a member. Sunday there and quarantine or wife is me man sorry. But man do which otimi kwa ejima. If any man do which otimi kwa ejima, son do otimi mansoi. Forgetting that it is God who has made who you are. And you see, when you stop doing the things you did that committed God to your life, He will start withdrawing. And now, since you think it's your business taking care of you, He will leave you to your business. Baby, this book. And you know the reason why many of us are entering destruction, because there are no instructions from the Bible to our lives every day. I said, study this book. I said, I was sorry, I'm a rush. And I was sorry, I say, study this book of instruction continually. When was the last time you sat down to read your Bible? When? It's why I'm busy. It will take time to walk and when be a Bible mankind. You are not just busy, you have become lazy. You are not busy, it's laziness. Because when you are walking, can WhatsApp, echo snap, but when you make a Bible, you lose the oil. Am I preaching somebody who don't know what I'm saying? Yesterday was power, but today is teachings. What do you think? Wow. Many have stopped fasting. Apostle Nancy, me here fasting, me here, me oh. It's all shas here, fasting. Matthew 17:21. We shas now be fasting. I come to me. To me, we are now what Dana Obi Ejena Mufu is a Mosasso Nam says something. To me, Jena Mufu is a Bawada Nam Kutam's Nawada. To me, took a free aqua who took on Nam Saba Fabau Jina Pok, what's the same penetro? Per pocketo. To me, Jina Pok, only Pok Rato Tonam. My daughter is that age. Eh? How many of you have seen them? We need to know what to do. Or than it than them. Then we say, run him. Then we have pneumonia. You could have my uncle. But if you have a bone, my uncle can't get it. To do now. To me, the deal match it too. Now, to be honest. Say, mommy. I say, how be this kind goeth not? That means fasting is a must. It's a must. Where do I fasting? Why check? Oh, what's the kibo gari atai? Do I check? He say, hey, show of fua. I say, nyamisa na mani payon defo. Nyamina mo adep. A bridge man of fabin kano. Why check? Oh, sorry, I just say piano. Who is every to my? This is a piano. First, now, first of all, trotter, what's the Superman? And now, trouble with my, this is a wow. No fasting. First, Nanka, Wawoda, make a movie. Morning, I know a pump. My water and an amateur fasting. A day, I will Tuesday now, will telecom. Ben, Tuesday also, I'll match it. Near to what to watch it. Okay, ma, what did I dance? And then, who are you, man? Put me down dancing to watch a cotton argument. A fear of Robin. Because my mummy, a office, baby, did not tell a bound. Utsa watching better. Now, I said, Bibia Kushan one, Bibia Kerun one, and Bibia Seton all, and a last one, Bibia Beans in all. Do the anniversary. So, or two watching, I say, or cut flower robin. No, go to our fear as a feeding bottle. Meanwhile, Bible says, how be this kind Obi o ti bia e wo se wunya emera wo watche wo fere duane ho a wo twa nyame anim. Unu se wudi mi bibra wo become so canal. Ejama bibra ko so nyina ye no ma bo o ma didi abro. Na di even di bro. Me no ka so bi benko se ne baage. Benko. Ah, eta mosin ba so mi pichi sa anya supernatural. Mi twa ma se chiton chito. Chito. Sit up. Watch it. See them get to a bag. Man, then about how we will be able to sell them pay. Cause in Kumeh, sell bag in one type of one. As a Second Timothy 2:22. Many have stopped fasting and praying. That's why they are no longer working anointed. And number two, many have stopped living a pure life. Or starting their massive new initial. Bene, who matre? Talata basandi. Elizabeth about Tuesday. Na Mabel dear Thursday. Na Franca. Friday, Saturday. Who shas ye na mapping when you so? If you be in Missa, what your baby mess rauda? Bene, who nurse no better check your body? Purity. Was us not a mamasim when it's so. Solomon was us not doing me. And was trying to make the dome and my mammy breeding a bairn. One way out was us young. Kitty, was us and then my bishop, what is a map of bar? An own. Oh, someone say a moon's old two shops. Eh, a mouse of bad effort, a man will be bad effort. Yeah. So we fit and you can also chicken on phone say what the wood chicken cake open. Second Timothy 2:22, run from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteousness. Give me 21. If you keep yourself what? Pure, you will become a special what? Utensil. Honorable use. Or shasia or no bafo for a shasia. And ne when you have according to toilet so. Bema or nimu do. But call back more than auto singer. On a voice, I hear some voice. A mood, but above all, into what rather non chorister of you. A Jamai. You move beyond. Yes, in Bema, there be more Bema than by. And we can do some Bema. Yes, the Kabama woo, what corner I want a man in by. And it's our own sofa sofa. Yeah. Make a mention of Kabua, which in a commanding maybe. Yeah. Oko mola. Obeli tim nanto but batu meke niya meka di ni frame wife. Yeah. The bema wo amuusa wo uye emapi ni enyambai. Enita sometimes niyami ni betewa koso dema wo si obeli kiaso. Yeah. You see, there are some things we are praying for. It is God actually not releasing it to deliver you. Sikebo ba wo sema e ma obepe wo ka be won wa. Ana omo mpe wo one of like no na be one of omo na be pe wo. Unya ze lambi so. Na me test o ko Dubai ba ko pe. Di nja o. We are pharmacy students in the Osho White Coat. How better no I don't know. Am I there? First Thessalonians 4:7. Am I preaching? God has called us to live holy what? Not impure. Is that what girl first five? Which me catch about cause uncle, Eddie and Bakubeba. Ain't it be an gosan and a momo peon with the fruso? Ephesians 5:3. We're a young guy. What's Abrabasi? We're a soft young guy. What's Abrabasi? A master in our way. Oh, ain't it be a gosan and a betaco? Let there be no sexual what? immorality, impurity or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Subendu wa, and let us say a deep war, Christopher. Amen. Genesis 39. Last but one. Some of you had retreats. You used to have personal retreats. You can go to botanical gardens. You can go here and go and pray. You used to go to parade grounds. But now you go to parade grounds again. Sometimes, now you are not a sometimes girl. Because we're a law student. I'm busy. This same girl gets a boyfriend. She will make time and go meet the boy. And the guy will squeeze you like a beaufort. And all the oil. Who has a beaufort here? Definitely some of you have. Some of you have beaufort here, yeah. Definitely. Who? Family. Who will be a family with them? Who will be an auto yana? Where do we? Some of you have to go. When do you cry? Oh boy, it's a bargain. But any inferiority? What are we? Yeah. Who don't cheat with Timbo for my dinner, P? Oil. Who be a number boy, a baby Timu me? I'm an oil night and mad in the yard in the room. Put me check course, you know, you're not oil night. Because oil in the mouth, cozy. The mouth, you're cozy, no, oil. It's Timu from my cousin Ira. It's a mother, bray. Hey, babe. Oh, chill, dear from you. Nana, I like him. Next one, I think. Now, be mad, damn, no bad in South for nothing. Now, and that name is tiny. Say, no bad in South Africa. We're chowing, no, we're chowing. Then, some will chow about you. Say, I say, hey, sexy. Now, be mad, that was born. I say, hey. Who is an abofono no but so obani chop picture into what the order that one? So money only be one baby. Some of you used to have retreats. How much? No, sorry for him. Mira wa baba. Now we are worship. Retreat is sometimes hours. What's the pretty some hours? Only me. How much? Yeah, no. How much? No, sorry. So how much better? Yeah, Juma, change your name. A bumpy or radio, so bumpy. Ene, yeah, but yeah, was a stars, kingdom stars. We don't have retreat anymore. To have a retreat means to separate yourself from anything that distracts you. If it is 3 hours, it is a retreat. You don't go anywhere. You don't talk to anybody. You put off your phone. You put off everything. Some of us, we used to have that lifestyle, and that brought a certain oil. But where is it? And our phone took our time more than God. Because in your man now we are man go standing, but where are you? And some of you just retreat. Where are you? And some of you, when God calls, where are you? You are on your phone. Where are you? You are in a club. First time in club call. Nyamima wa juma uko si anko fofu fulu bilo no masel. Iso ni misanom. Ite juma no dema. Wanfa mane ya na so dema ne. Kwa se juma o dema onu. Wako si ubi awa chira unisanom. Wako chira ubi awa unu chira wa se. Uwa ru ubi kure nye boni. Uye sa isi ke nye boni. Retreat. Retreat a personal time with God. What is retreat?
To move back or withdraw.
There are times you have to withdraw from everything. That's what some of you used to do. You had retreats with God. 3 hours, 4 hours. Oh, maybe now, and then, when is the last time I was a baby bonfire? Why is so busy but with nothing? And when you become less active in your retreat moment, you lose the anointing. That's what me. Every botanical gardens, because I spent a lot of prayer into the botanical gardens. And when I stand, you see the way the power of God was moving everywhere? Yesterday, anyone I laid hands on, they were under the power. How many saw the power yesterday? This whole place was packed with people. We had to move back chairs. It was power. But don't forget, like Jesus, whenever people touch you, whenever you touch people, virtue leaves you. And you have to retreat back. Jesus and the disciples had constant retreats. Constant retreat as a man or woman of God. A deep deal with your business, be a friend oil. It's okay to my bar. You have to retreat back. Because okay to my side, you know. Oil now, when you're in your retreat, now the corner, a room.
We have to go back to a refilling center. And anything I will talk petrol go come out. Who you saw? I saw them. You have to go to a refilling center. So refilling center is called a retreat center. Tell somebody, when was the last time you had your personal retreat? John says 60. And many of you have stopped listening to preaching. He said, we're lucky to be more than preaching. Irie. Waka, 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 waka. Saturday. And then you're going to have your systems. So you're going to move your. You're going to move your. You're going to move your iPhone. You're going to Hey! Oh, what's the same? 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 Hey! Can you twerk? You can you twerk? You are like me. Where? Nothing. Say! Some of you used to listen to preaching. How much now we preaching, now we taking notes. And then, Nicki Minaj. Now we share funny videos. And then only men are already preaching. But Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, where I say, when he spoke unto me, the Spirit entered. The more you listen to message, the more you become anointed. That's one of my secrets. I listen. Come and see me listening to preaching. I listen to preaching every day. There is no day I don't listen to preaching. Never in my life. Every day. Anna. The Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me and set me up. You are down because there is no preaching. What that why? We are talking about background. You can have preaching once you are WhatsApping. About background. Podcast. Charles Nyaba podcast. Never about background. Or YouTube. Over there. Wait till YouTube for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. These are some of the things when you stop doing, the anointing will fly away. Clap your hands for Jesus. And how many of you can testify that you've stopped doing certain of some of these things? Retreat. Oh, come on. How many of you have realized it? That is why the anointing is about to fly away and you become a normal man. But I pray that the Lord will show you mercy. I said, I pray that the Lord will show you mercy. I said, I pray the Lord will show you mercy. Lift up your hands and begin to pray right now wherever you are. Ask the Lord for grace to do the things I just taught you right now. Come on. Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. J-Y-E. So things we used to do, number one, we stopped praying. We have stopped reading our Bibles. We have stopped fasting. We have stopped living a pure life. Many have stopped having retreats and many have stopped listening to preaching. My friend and my mom said, I did there where Bible, where Jai Bible can kind, where Jai fasting, where Jai Abrabotin. He said Abraboni Naobo, Chrono Naobo, who is a cacao. I'm telling you to work. Now I'm not Oh, now for Jesus Christ, you are not born again. If you are here, you are not born again. You have not received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. I want you to give me a wave. Let me pray for you. If you are here like that, you have not declared Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Give me a wave. Let me pray for you. All right. Just say with me, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for mercy. Wash me with your precious blood and forgive me of all my sins and write my name in the book of life. Say a big amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the word of God through his servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Nyaba Charles.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.